Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The New England Patriots have selected a lineman who says he can play tackle with the fourth pick in the NFL draft. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Whether you're disappointed like Wiggy or happy like Curtis, what have. We gotta finish the news, and then we're going to get the Hill Notes and maybe rare content replay on the weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic, because I'm getting a lot of requests for it. So maybe end the show with that this morning, if we could. But Shime, rest of the news right now.
Yeah, Greg, we talked about Shannon Sharp briefly earlier. We mentioned him. Well, he has officially stepped away from his job at ESPN yesterday. And another incident has seemed to come out. Ryan Glasspiegel of Front Office Sports reported yesterday that Sharp was accused of choking a female production assistant during his time at FS1. According to Glasspiegel, the incident took place in the workplace, and while there was no lawsuit filed against Sharp, Fox reportedly settled with the accuser for several hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah.
A representative for Shannon Sharp told Front Office Sports that the incident did not occur as outlined.
I don't think he's going to be back at ESPN.
Because he had said, I'll see you football season, but he's not coming back.
I mean, I don't know that this lawsuit is going to go away. He tried to make it go away with $10 million,
right?
And that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, but she wants $50 million.
But the whole approach from the beginning was to try and, like, you can't have offered someone $10 million, even if it means that you just wanted it to go away and you didn't do anything, and then have the statement his attorney had, which was, I think, last weekend, which basically said this is totally...
It's blackmail, right. Essentially, yeah. Like, paraphrasing, but...
I think he wanted to go away.
Like, you don't... Like, I'm sorry, it's not going to cost $10 million to defend yourself in a lawsuit.
Not
like,
but
it's
if
not cheaper. I can understand people settle lawsuits because it's cheaper to settle them.
Yes.
I can understand
when
that.
When you got a $100 million potential podcast deal out there, and you know if the video comes out that it's probably going to ruin that deal, you say $10 million. Hey, is worth it.
What's in the video that's going to come out?
Because I think it's them like role playing and getting really, because they're into the BDSM. So if he's tying her up, if he's choking her, like she says to him in one of the text messages, I want you to choke me.
I mean, just talk about like making a dumb decisions.
It's going to cost you
$100 million, and
you should have known better. Obviously, that I don't mind an older dude dating a younger girl or whatever. That happens all the time, but you know she's an OnlyFans model, and then you're 55 years old. He's dating a 20-year-old, and she's an OnlyFans model. Yeah. It's like. Yeah, like Shannon, like it's a bad decision on your part, and I tell you what, there's nothing he could do. Even if we come to find out that it was all consensual, which it looks like it is, his name is already sold.
Well, you don't mind that. Shime doesn't mind the BDSM part. Bongos,
no.
Bongos.
You know it.
Yeah. This is karma. This is all karma for Shannon Sharp when he was up with the Broncos and he called 911 at Foxborough Stadium.
Coming back to bite him in the ass. Yeah. Literally.
Called the National Guard.
What's next?
Well, Greg, next we can hear a very creepy story.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
So we go to southern Florida, Doral, Florida, to be exact, in Miami-Dade.
As we often do. So Florida, not like the rest of us also.
Yep, a little bit of Florida, not like the rest of us here. A 25-year-old former Starbucks employee is accused of stealing a former coworker's phone, which sounds bad enough because nobody wants their phone stolen, but then also allegedly sent them explicit images of himself without their consent.
Jesus. What is wrong with people?
I don't.
What?
Freakazoids.
What in the hell?
Is a guy, and was it the employee a female? Or
yeah, like- so the guy, the accuser was a female. The guy, the person sending the explicit images was identified as a Benjamin Alvarez.
And was he sending explicit images of himself or getting explicit images from the phone?
So he got explicit images from the phone.
Of her.
Correct.
And so, then sent them to himself.
So what happened was is she put her phone out back to charge by the manager's office, thinking it would be totally fine and safe back there. Mm. And he, for some reason, asked what year she was born, and she didn't even think about it. And this is a guy she doesn't normally work with. He doesn't normally work at this Starbucks location, so she didn't even know him. And he asked for her birthday year because he was trying to get the password into her phone. Jeez. And he went back, grabbed the phone, took it. She couldn't find her phone. And then she was told by another employee to ask him because things seem to, quote-unquote, disappear when he's around. So she approached him about it. She got her phone back, but noticed there were messages sent that were deleted.
Mm.
And come to find out, he was taking nude photos and such of her and sending them to himself. He was arrested Tuesday and charged with sexual cyber harassment, grand theft, offense against an electronic device, and resisting an officer without violence.
Good.
What a freak.
My God.
What's your birthday?
You can't even trust your phone to charge somewhere.
No. God. That is so crazy.
Is that it?
No, we got one more for you here, Greg. A Sonic manager was arrested and accused of giving a marijuana edible to a teen employee. So you need to be careful. Courtney needs to be careful with her weed beverages, not to give them to anybody underage. A grown woman in Oklahoma was arrested for giving a 16-year-old coworker a marijuana edible. They were working at Sonic at the time, and the girl had a bad reaction to it. Sounds like the teen will be okay. Mm. We can hear Officer Danny Bean talking about the incident.
She was throwing up, being sick from all the stuff she ingested. I was just kind of taken back a little bit about why did you give it to her or whatever. How did she end up with it? You know, because she asked for it. That's just zero responsibility for anything. Not only a 16-year-old, but also at a restaurant where they're going to be involved with people all day long, right? Something bad's going to happen no matter what.
What is wrong with adults?
Obscure reference on adults working as a fast food manager, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The judge, was it Judge Reinhardt? Is that his the actor's name? And the pirate costume he had to wear at the whatever that chain was called.
Can I ask a question about marijuana? And I have, sure you know me, I am fully up for everybody doing whatever they want.
Nine years today.
Not that. I'm talking about when you're driving now.
Uh-huh.
And the person in front of you is hotboxing their car to the extent that you smell it inside your car.
Yep.
Yeah. Shouldn't you be pulled over?
That's illegal.
But, like, it happens all the time now.
Yeah.
Do you not experience that? Where, you're driving and you can tell the dude in front of you is high as a kite.
It's illegal.
I just think it's bad assholes driving. That's the problem. We live in the wrong state to judge. You have no idea.
It's just smell it. I mean, I guess maybe, it calms you down at the rotary. But, it is strange. It is rare for me to drive over a half hour and not have at least one guy in front of you that smells like they're coming from Wiggy's house.
All right, Chime. Great job.
Thank you, Greg.
Filling in for Courtney. She's back on Monday, just in time for Roadshow Week 1. Next Thursday, we are in Springfield for the pregame at Taps, which is the sports bar at MGM. Great spot. And we'll be locked and loaded in the back room there watching NBA playoff basketball and NHL playoffs and all of that stuff with you next Thursday night. And then Friday morning, it is Roadshow Number 1. At Max's Swing Lounge in Springfield. So can't wait to see all of you next week. Right now, Shime and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The New England Patriots drafted LSU offensive lineman Will Campbell last night with the 4th overall pick in the first round of the NFL draft. They hold picks 38, 69, and 77 in the second and third rounds, which will take place tonight. The Celtics are up 2-0 against the Magic in round one of the NBA playoffs. Game 3 is in Orlando tonight. Tip-off for that one is at 7. Jason Tatum listed as a game-time decision after missing game 2. Jrue Holiday also listed as a game-time decision, as Greg mentioned earlier in the program. The Red Sox dropped another one to the Mariners 4-3 yesterday afternoon. Garrett Crochet got the loss, going five innings, giving up all four runs, but striking out nine along the way. The Sox head to Cleveland to take on the Guardians tonight. First pitch, 7:10 with Tanner Houck on the mound. You can listen to the game right here on WEEI. Brooksy joining Cooper Boardman on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
With regard to the Will Campbell pick, a texter was asking earlier, if you now need to go and waste a draft pick on another a potential, somebody who's played left tackle, or are you assured of the evaluation by Mike Vrabel that he can?
No. You just drafted, I don't care what set, you just drafted your left tackle.
Right.
Because you don't draft a guard at number
five.
Four.
No.
And going into camp, he's your starting left tackle.
Okay.
Because if he's not your starting left tackle, then we're like, what the hell are you doing?
Hasn't played before.
Played what?
At the position.
Will Campbell?
Yes,
played it in college.
Okay, so they're talking about moving him.
No, there's no way you can move him, because if you move him, then I'm like, Mike, what are you doing?
Well, he's already done it before.
Yes.
Right? He did it with Peter Skoronski when they drafted him in Tennessee. They drafted him. He was listed as a tackle/guard, and they immediately were like, yeah, we're going to put you a guard.
Right. Yeah, that's a top five
pick. You're not going to move him.
Yeah,
you're not going to.
Worst case scenario, but they're going to. He is today Drake May's left tackle.
Right, week one, whoever they open up against, Will Campbell should be the starting left tackle. If he's not the starting left tackle, we're sitting here criticizing Mike Vrabel for that pick.
And that's one of the reasons why that using that pick for him bothers you somewhat.
Yeah, because if there is even the little bit of conversation of moving him to guard, then you could have grabbed the guard in the second round. Like, what are you doing, Mike? Like, and I love Mike. I think he's a great coach. I think he's a great motivator. I think he has a great eye for talent, but you don't waste the fourth overall pick and then go, oh, we're going to move this guy to God.
What if they get the who's the left tackle from the Raiders?
Colton Miller.
I don't care if they dust off Orlando Pace. You drafted this kid because the expectations are this is the left tackle of the future. I expect Will Campbell to be playing left tackle for the next 8 to 10 years.
So first pitch for the Sox tonight, 7:10. You can kick things off with Christian Arcand at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Trending Now is brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your final weather update of the day.
Thank you, Shyam. 67 degrees, pop-up showers still in the area. Afternoon high, partly cloudy, 75.
Got a forecast for Nantucket. I'm thinking of going to Daffodil this weekend, Curtis.
Dad. Daffodil, what's that?
What is that?
That
sounds super bougie.
It's a big spring festival.
It's like spring break on the island?
It's not spring break. It's a celebration of antique cars and flowers.
It's going to be feeling like 41 degrees with rain tomorrow on the island, but with 100% maybe chance of being a douche.
We will be back with. You notice I waited until Hill Notes were all done.
I know.
Classic cars and flowers.
Wait, you don't like classic cars?
I love classic cars, but flowers with them, that don't go together.
All right, we'll get to Hill Notes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next. On the Subaru of New England text line for you, Wiggy, and for us, I guess, based on the previous discussion,
a suggestion that moving Will Campbell to guard is a media-driven thing, and that's why Mike Vrabel was asked about it. And so not in consideration, I guess. Although he didn't really give you a firm answer on it last night.
Well, I think Shine brought it up. If he's done it before with the kid in Tennessee, then that's probably part of why they're asking if this could be a potential misevaluation of talent.
Well, it's got to be the arm length part of it, right?
Right. And wasn't that part of the issue with the kid, Shime, the kid from Northwestern, the offensive lineman? Wasn't he also somebody that had a short arm situation?
Sorry, I'm currently scanning through Hill notes. Right. I didn't hear the question.
But I think I was saying is, didn't the kid from Tennessee, the Peter, how do you
Skoronski?
Say, wasn't his issue was he had short arms as well?
Yeah, and they're shorter than Will Campbell's.
And that's why they took him number 11 and then moved him to guard.
Greg has short arms when the check comes.
Hey!
There it is. He also has small hands.
If they take Campbell at 4 and he becomes a guard, it is a worse pick than the Cole Strange pick.
100%.
Yeah. Like, you cannot, I mean, they took this guy.
Well, hence why I was inquiring whether you need to waste a pick drafting a backup in case he's not able to play the position.
No, because if his arms are not
NFL worthy.
If he's not able to play the position, then the criticism all season long about Mike Vrabel and his drafting is going to, like, go through the roof. Then it's going to be like, does this guy really know how to evaluate talent? I look at Vrabel in this situation. He's really putting himself out there. Because if you take Genty and let's say he doesn't have a great year, you could always blame it on the offensive line. If you take Tyler Warren, same thing. But there's no blaming anybody else but Mike Vrabel come week one if Will Campbell is not your starting left tackle and then he has a hard time blocking guys.
Yep.
The only guy that's going to be blamed is Vrabel. There's not even like an excuse you can use for it.
Well, come week one, we will be down there at Gillette asking Mike Vrabel about it on this very radio program.
Yeah.
Every Monday during the NFL season. And I can't wait.
Oh, you know what training camp's going to be like? Every one-on-one drill, every passing. How many sacks did we write down? All right, Will Campbell gave up 4 sacks today. He gave up 2 and 7. He gave up 2 in team run and install or team play action.
Right. It'll be riveting.
Oh, that's what we're, I mean, that's what
that's
we're
going to be.
Remember
that's
we were looking at like incomplete passes for Drake
God.
May?
Do you remember the battle of Cam versus Mac?
Yep.
Who can forget?
Oh, we will be looking at every pass that he takes.
Right. We got to look at pad level.
Listen, my whole life I've been small hands, big heart. You can overcome.
Can't lose.
Yeah.
All right. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you better call Coleman.
It's electric.
With the 2025 Warm Seafood Tower Competitive Eating League, the Capital Grill selects Gregory Edward Hill. Seaport University.
I would be good at something like that if there were a competitive seafood tower eating league.
Right. Oh, you think you could like?
Yes. Right. Yes, I would go.
Found your calling.
Probably go lobster. The lobster first, because that's the hardest to get through. You got a full tail there. And then the shrimps, and then probably the Clams Casino or the Oyster Rockefeller, I guess.
I don't want to put you in trouble, get you in trouble here.
Yeah.
But the Seafood Tower in Newport may be the best I've ever had. I don't want you to rank.
No.
That one.
The one we had at 22 Bowens?
Yeah.
I love that restaurant.
Awesome.
That's where we're doing night before dinner in Newport, right, for the road show? 22 Bowens.
Unbelievable.
Love that place.
There's a dude like with a beard. There's a dude like with a beard. And then I could not get the guy off. And I could not get the guy off. And I could not get the guy off. There's a dude like with a beard.
Oh, that's funny. Now we gotta like sway the remix god.
Apparently, Jackson told me kindly in a text message, one of the 97 that he sends me every day, That's a new feature on Max. You can get every Max, whether it's a film or a television program, you can get it with the 4D guy who is doing the sign language. So
I had no clue.
I didn't know. Yeah. Took me and DMs a long time to, to remove it from the, I'll say it this way, to remove the man from my screen.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, morning crew. This is AJ from Cranston. This message is for Curtis. Happy 9 years of sobriety, my man. That's huge. I've been listening to you for a long time, man, and you're a huge inspiration. I have 8 years. May 5th, I've been following your journey for a long time, man, so I know you play the part on the radio and everyone comes always at you and everything, but you're a huge inspiration, and just want to say thank you for talking about sobriety and recovery the way that you do.
Good job.
Unbelievable moment this morning, Curtis.
Yeah.
Oof. One of the top five most inspirational moments ever on this show, I would say. So congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
We are proud of you.
Yeah. I love you, Greg.
Johnny Bott said congratulations, too, because he doesn't drink or do anything else either. So
tell Johnny I love him. I've never said anything negative.
No.
Look at Shime doing double duty late last night, early this morning, doing Courtney's job. Now that she's at that bachelorette party, more time off, flex days. That means she's going to have to go to the wedding, too. More flex time. Good job, Shime.
A lot of her social circle gets married and has parties and things like that. But she's at that age, I guess. So,
I guess,
But she'll be back on Monday. Yep.
I know Courtney's not there right now, but she's definitely listening. Hey, Courtney, it's a good thing you're hot and Greg hired you, because there is zero chance if you took a job in the real world, you'd be able to have every single Friday off from April to September. My God, what a life you have.
Well, there is an argument by some that the most attractive among us gets special treatment in the workplace.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if that's true or not.
That's true.
But there have been scientific studies. They get paid more. The beautiful people get the promotions that others that others that are not as attractive don't. So,
I mean, look at you.
Yeah. Correct.
Look where you are.
Plus, it's 2025. Take advantage of the softness by bosses and just the world that we're living in.
Milk it while you can.
Yep.
All right.
With the fourth pick in the draft, the New England Patriots select alligator arms.
I like the suit, though.
Yeah.
Old school, kind of. Like
I like his personality.
Yeah.
I
like his personality. Like, I think he's seems like a great character guy.
Right.
Like, it seems like a guy who really appreciates being a New England Patriot, which kind of wins you over a little bit. Right?
Until you give up sacks.
Right. Well, this will all be forgotten if Drake May's on the ground.
Yeah, if Drake May gets smoked a few times, but and it's Will Campbell's guy, believe me.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking at those arms.
You think it's going to be a problem?
I don't know. It's all I see.
It's like the action figure with the tiny little arm thing that you can buy. Yeah.
Jackson here with another life jack. See? If you have a problem with peeing your pants, just stop drinking water altogether. After a couple days, you might feel lightheaded, dizzy, or just want to die. But just know, you won't pee your pants.
Yeah.
I'm with Jackson on the no splashback.
The urinal with no splashback that science created? Yeah.
Jackson's leads. You got to love him.
Yeah, one of those things that you didn't realize you needed.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much to the sweetest lady ever in the Boston Delta Sky Club for getting me on the earlier flight this weekend so I could get back to my girls. Girls weekend!
Girls weekend!
Oh, they living it up down there.
Girls weekend! They gotta be going hog wild down there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. Although Palm Beach doesn't seem like a bachelorette destination.
I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't know because I don't go to a lot.
But it's Florida. It's on the water.
Well, Florida, but you would think Miami.
But then again,
Fort Lauderdale.
But then again, Palm Beach, a lot of old people down there.
Yeah.
Old dudes love to trick. So I tell you, tricking down there must be amazing.
What does that mean?
That means old dudes love to spend money on girls.
Oh.
And they're proud of it. Like tricking nowadays is men are proud to say, yeah, I'm a tricker. I spend money on girls. So they're probably perfect wheelhouse for some of the older dudes that live down there driving the convertible Corvettes.
Right. In some places, they call that guy the Mark.
Yeah. Today,
that's what it is.
But yeah, but in today's day and age, they're proud of being a Mark or a trick. They're like, yeah, I do trick.
So you're suggesting that these guys are going to come back from a full weekend in Palm Beach and they will have actually made money.
Oh, yes.
As opposed to being in a deficit.
Getting back to the cat's beef conversation, I just had a question, just a thought. What if Batman and Robin were fighting crime in Gotham City back in the original Batman TV show? And something jumps out from behind a building and startles Robin. Can he say, holy butt cheeks, Batman? Or would he have to say, holy bee cheeks?
Bee cheeks.
Bee cheeks.
Probably.
Yeah.
In those days.
Yeah, this is Talina. When Wiggy's walking around our home with a shirt and no pants, I don't call it Winnie the Pooh. I call it Donald the Duck because of the laugh he does.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Curtis. I just want to say congratulations on 9 years of sobriety. Good job, brother. You guys kick ass.
Oh,
thank you.
Nice.
Pitch.
Thank you.
So I call in to Hill Notes every now and then just to dump on Curtis because it's fun and he's annoying. Well, today I had planned to do just that, and he screwed it all up, of course, which is what he does. I just gotta say congratulations, man. 9 years is outstanding. My dad was an alcoholic when I was a kid. I know the toll it takes on family, and I know how good it is once the sobriety comes into the picture. And keep on keeping on, and just stay on the radio and be annoying. So we can call in and say mean things.
So you got like a 24-hour grace period.
I know. I might cry every day. I mean, if this is what happens,
Hill Notes. It'll be all positive Hill Notes from here on out.
I mean, we've given him one on this pick. He loves this pick.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Because Mike Vrabel made it.
Right.
If the old guy made the pick,
he'd be ready to run him out of town.
Remember that old guy?
I do.
Won a bunch of Super Bowls here?
Oh, yeah. That old guy loves tricking too now.
Well, you can't bring him up on ESPN.
Woof. Yeah. What happened? They cut out of...
Molly Karam and Mad Dog. Like, is there not a next generation of sports people? Like, we just keep recycling Mike and the Mad Dog.
All right.
But anyway, Mad Dog was on first.
They tried that with Shannon Sharpe.
That's true. Too soon. And they were talking about, he said, I have an opinion on the Bill Belichick and the girlfriend. And Molly Karam said, oh, what's that? And then before he could answer, they got in the ear and said, no. We're not talking about that. And I guess ACC Network, owned by ESPN, probably don't want to sully the waters there.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, Wiggy accuses me all the time on the show of being whipped.
Mm-hmm.
How whipped would you guess Bill is? Oof.
Is he like, going to Daffodil Weekend?
He probably will. He used to go with Linda. I don't know if the new one likes that or not.
Yeah.
Do you think he went to Easter dinner at her parents' house?
Definitely.
Whipped. Is he that whipped?
Yes. And he's running around looking for Easter eggs with the nieces and nephews.
Oh, does he have her picture on his desk at UNC?
That is only his desk.
Yes.
You think
multiple?
So?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's on his phone.
Would he get a tattoo?
Already has.
Is he whipped enough to get a Jordan tattoo?
Not a Jordan tattoo, but she probably says, hey, let's go get matching stars or something like that. You know how like the young kids nowadays, they like the matching, like I get half of a heart, you get the other one when we put our hands together.
Is he whipped enough to communicate with her DMs only? Or do you think he is still texting or calling, would you guess?
I think he does it all.
So I have an idea for you, Greg.
Yeah.
If you want to, not saying this would ever happen, but if you're ever like, oh, you know, I don't want Linz to be around anymore.
Yeah.
You CC her.
That'll never happen,
right,
by the way.
I just said never going to happen.
Love but of my life.
If you wanted that to happen, just because you're a masochist, you CC her on all Ken emails and she would be gone in a minute.
With the fourth pick in this year's NFL draft, the New England Patriots select.
Was that a...
I don't get it.
Like a T-Rex?
T-Rex sound effect. Okay. All right.
Curtis, you just said you can't see where Ken begins. You probably could have just ended that sentence with, you couldn't see where Greg ends. You know, because he's fat.
Oh, that's not nice. Trying.
God.
I listen every day on the Odyssey app. I'm 68 years old, and Acrobatic is the best part of the week. Mm. I can't believe people aren't open-minded enough to try something new. Come on, everyone. Get with the program. Have a great weekend, all.
Love it.
All right.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's talented.
This week, every week, I wonder if he's going to be able to outdo last week, and he did it. Are we going rare content replay on that coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. To end the before show? We get out of here, yep.
Okay, weekly wrap up when it comes to sports in this city, and that's wrap up with an R coming from Acrobatic. If you missed it earlier this morning,
Jets in here with another life jet. If you're looking to save another 100 liters per day on water. Well, there's a new invention on the market, invented by Jean-Claude Ricoeur. The new style of bidet is sold only at Costco. So if you're looking to save a few bucks and eliminate that late-night trip to Family Dollar and possible phone call to the authorities, head on down to Costco.
Okay. All right.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay.
Oh, that guy's right. So good.
Great job. Good week.
So good.
Love it.
I prefer the guy with the beard one, but whatever. Those are Hill Notes, and they are presented every single day on this show by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, make one call and one call only, and that is to Coleman.
It's electric.
Playoffs time is now. The champs are here. Your time is up once the fans in the stands appear. And they dripping with their Pritch Please fandom gear. Repping for the NBA Sixth Man of the Year. My man Millie sitting courtside rocking the A's hat. He on tour so much he done forgot where he stays at. Hold up, my memory's failing me. What was supposed to stop the seas? Was it Tatum's wrist or Jalen's knee? Game one, the Magic I smoked on 420. Game two, without JT, Brown was money. These injuries are something we could do without, though. Game three, Tatum's already listed as doubtful. That'll be his first missed playoff appearance. Maybe with a few days off, he'll get his clearance. And blood on the parquet's real rare. The Magic had Porzingis looking like he got hit with a steel chair. They still struggle to spoil the connect of the Celtics' hustle and their loyalty and their respect. So now we're about to see games three and four of a hopefully first round sweep down in Florida. I like the Sox this year, they're never giving up. I guess for now they're lucky that the whole division sucks. I know it's early, but should it be scaring us that our ace pitchers getting tagged by the Mariners? We saw the Bruins season ending in crisis, lifeless, and now they want to raise ticket prices. But when I think of how this past season just went, I think the Bruins brass need an attitude adjustment. With the fourth pick, the Pats select Campbell. Maybe now the pass game won't be such a gamble. Offensive lineman from LSU. If you don't like the pick, then STFU. Stone Cold hit a fan with an ATV at Mania. Then down to six pack in the ring to make it zanier. And that's the bottom line, cause Axe said so. W-E-E-I, you can't see these guys. Turn it up!
Great job when you get Acrobatic.
I love the ad libs.
I mean, the man is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I felt like I wanted to jump on the end of the beat and keep it going.
The break beat? I mean, unbelievable break beat.
Yeah.
John Cena? Yeah.
I wanted to jump on and just keep it going.
The guy kills it. Acrobatic, weekly wrap up. Unbelievable job every single week. So, and he got everything in there. He must do that late night.
Yeah, he's got to do it.
Because he had to wait for the draft last night. So, Jones and Keith coming up. You can talk draft all day long with them and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Excuse me. I want to note an act of generosity, Shyam. I don't know if you saw the message from the company South by Northeast, but they had paid close attention to your mock, multiple versions of your mock, and they were offering to donate $100 for every correct first-round pick made by Shyam. In his final mock. And what was that number?
That was seven.
And they bumped it up and sent me a copy of the donation and donated $1,000 to the Greg Hill Foundation. So
Good job. Well done by them.
That's awesome.
Want to thank South by Northeast for that. And I guess that's going to do it for us.
Well, I got to tell you, I hope you love daffodils.
Curtis, the weather's not going to be great, but it doesn't matter.
No.
Dills.
My favorite place in the world is Nantucket.
And the only way that you really are going to fit in is if you bring someone to hold your umbrella for you.
Okay, I will work on that. I may stop at the
Farnsworth Bentley.
May make a stop at the Trading Post Lounge on the way down for some bar pizza for lunch. But we will be back on Monday morning. And, of course, next week it is finally, unbelievably, Roadshow Week. So we will be out in Springfield at the end of the week next week. Jones and Keefe next. Go Celtics. And we will be back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Hopefully Courtney makes it back from Florida. We'll all be together on Monday. But thanks for being here with us all of this week.